shelter.
And what'd you call that?
The hog barn, I guess, or the hog shelter.
Oh, where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Oh, you kept it in a milk pail with a tap on it down in the well, either just touching the water or very close to the water.
Do you remember a trough near a stream or a spring? Is this the kind of thing you're talking about, maybe? Like a trough kind of place that you could keep it cool, is that it?
Well, if you had a spring, you would have a trough-like thing for the water to run through and set the pails there, but we kept ours down in the well. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, is kind of dangerous if you have to spill it. You had to be real careful when you draw the water so you didn't bump the milk pail, which was hanging in the well.
What do you call that place around the barn where you might let cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
Well, it would be the lot.
What would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
That would be the pasture.
And was it fenced or not?
Yes.
How was it fenced?
With the barbed wire fencing.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, my father did.
Oh, tell me about the work he did and how he went about that, some of the things he used and that sort of thing.
Well, I was in the seventh grade when he started. No, I was in the fifth grade when he started farming again. And he was lucky enough to have a tractor as such, because this was in the 30s. And they used the tractor to get the land broken up and ready. But then they used the mule with the big turning plows and the fertilizer distributor and the planters to plant the cotton seed. And once it was planted and was up, then you did what you call chop cotton, which was thinning the cotton to the proper distance between each stalk. Then it had to be hoed, and you put what they called side dressing on it, which was nitrate of soda. And then later in the summer, along about the 4th of July, if you were lucky and you got all the grass out of it, you laid it by, which meant you were through cultivating it until the next year. Then, of course, the boll weevil was a problem. And all sorts of methods other than modern day methods were used to combat the boll weevil. One I think I remember was a liquid that would drip out on a cloth or a sack arrangement that drug across the top of the stalk, which left hopefully enough poison that you would at least destroy part of the boll weevil and would get a better yield on your crop.
But your father gave up raising cotton?
Yes. About the time I finished high school, I guess.
Why?
It was not a profitable thing. No labor, for one thing. Managing to get people not only to help cultivate and grow it, but to pick it in the fall. And then the boll weevil problem, it was just not a profitable business. Unless you could grow it on a large scale, and he was a small-scale farmer with about 100 acres of land.
What kind of fences do you have around yards and gardens?
Well, a garden fence or a yard fence.
Suppose it was a flower garden.
Well, it would be a yard fence or a picket fence.
What do you call the kind of fence that can injure cattle?
Barbed wire.
No other names for that you can think of.